Anand Zaki, our business reporter, is with us now. Kia ora, Anand. The Commerce Commission says staffless fuel pumps are cheaper.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, and the Commerce Commission is also saying local councils can play a bigger role in improving competition for fuel. As you may have heard earlier, analysis from the Commission shows areas that have at least one self-service petrol station within a five-minute drive have prices that are on average 6 cents per litre lower than those without unstaffed stations. Commissioner Brian Chappell says it means councils can be influential in fuel competition.
There's definite gains for people in your locality when an unstaffed site opens. So we would love to see councils recognising the benefits of the competition that they bring by ensuring that their planning and consenting processes make it as easy as possible for those sites to open. Well, Kiwis spend $10 billion on fuel in a year. $10 billion. That's a lot of money. So even a few cents difference off the fuel price makes a big difference to Kiwi motorists, and we're very focused on that. We'd like to think that local councils will be willing to play their part too.
However, the Commission says self-serve stations run by supermarkets don't have the same effect on competition. Two out of three professional job applicants admit to applying for numerous roles out of frustration with their current employer and what the industry calls rage applying. The term rage applying occurs when workers retaliate to a bad day at work by firing out multiple applications for a new job. A survey of more than 2,000 professional job applicants by recruitment specialist Robert Walters indicates more than half of them wanted to leave a toxic workplace culture, with 20% citing a lack of work-life balance, while 13% are concerned about an unmanageable workload. Given the tight labour market, Robert Walters senior director Bridget Clark says it is surprising to see so much rage applying.
In the current market, no one should kind of be doing a bit of a spray and pray approach. So any applications that people make should be considered applications. So thinking about things like a great cover letter and making sure that your skills actually relate to the role that you're applying for, as opposed to getting into a rage applying mode and just applying for anything and everything.
And the survey also notes there has been a 112% surge in job applications following Wellington's public sector cuts. Banks should keep a close eye on the insurability of properties as borrowers face increasing pressure from rising premiums and as insurers move towards more risk-based pricing. The warning comes from the Reserve Bank, which says some homeowners could find insurance increasingly unaffordable, and insurers might also withdraw coverage in riskier places. The excerpt from tomorrow's Financial Stability Report says buyers, governments, insurers and lenders should take actions now to manage future affordability risks. The RBNZ's Director of Financial Stability Assessment and Strategy, Kerry Watt, says banks in particular need to pay close attention to insurance coverage.
For banks, it's about continuing to build the sort of data and modelling to help them sort of manage this risk, to help them identify how exposed they might be to insurance retreat. And, you know, that builds on the work that they did as part of the climate change stress test that we released last week. For insurance companies, a continued focus on the prudent management of risk, you know, which is their job and their expertise, but also I think working with potentially impacted customers would be beneficial.
That's Kerry Watt from the Reserve Bank. Exporters, big and small, are under pressure to meet international standards and expectations on sustainability and climate change adopted in major markets. A report for law firm Chapman Tripp indicates most foreign trading partners already have mandatory climate-related disclosures in force or proposed. Chapman Tripp partner and report co-author Nicola Swan says the extent of the changes and the speed they are coming into force might be a surprise to some.
80% of New Zealand's exports by value are going to countries that already have climate-related disclosure regimes either in force or soon to come through. And when you see figures like that and take notice and realise that this is something that we are going to have to do and it's worth spending some time prioritising within the business so as not to lose access to those markets.
Nicola Swan says exporters should check out the report Protecting New Zealand's Competitive Advantage to see how the changes will affect their export markets. It is available on their website. 25 minutes past 12 now, and we are joined by Simon Bradley to check in on the financial markets. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon. Kia ora, Anand.
It's a big week for global markets, isn't it, with the Federal Reserve decision. How are things looking today on the NZX?
Yeah, pretty quiet morning here in New Zealand. The NZX currently down 15 points, or 0.1% at 11,900. Serco is the best performer today on the board. It's up 63 cents, or 20%, at $3.80. Now, that follows news that the company has signed a five-year partnership renewal with Booking.com. The company also said that they enter full year 2025 in a solid position with positive trading conditions. Vulcan Steel is up 17 cents, or 2.2%, at $7.95. A2 Milk up 9 cents, or 1.4%, at $6.58. At the other end of the scale, the laggards today, Gentrack is down 21 cents, or 2.6%, at $7.98. Kiwi Property down 2 cents, or 2.4%, at 81.5 cents. And the Warehouse is down 3 cents, or 2.2%, at $1.32.
Okay, Simon, how's it looking over in Australia?
Currently trading flat pretty much over there. Investors are waiting local retail sales data due later in the day. Notably, Worley is trading down 11% after their largest shareholder, Sidara, sold down their remaining 19% stake overnight at $14.35 a share.
Okay, let's take us through to the New Zealand dollar and also interest rates, oil and gold.
Certainly, the Kiwi dollar is currently trading lower across the board. Kiwi buying 59.67 US cents, 19.96 Australian cents, 55.67 Euro cents, 47.52 Great British pence, 93.29 Japanese yen, and 4.31 Chinese yuan. The New Zealand 10-year Treasury yield is currently at 4.95%, the 90-day bank bill at 5.67%. Brent crude oil is trading at $88.34 a barrel, and gold is currently trading at $2,333 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Simon Bradley of Jarden with our market update. And just in other business news, Heartland Group has the final official approvals from the New Zealand and Australian banking regulators to take over Sydney-based digital concern Challenger Bank. It will complete the $40 million acquisition today and becomes the first New Zealand firm to own a deposit-taking Australian bank. Heartland's raised $210 million through a share offer to buy Challenger and strengthen its finances. And we will bring you a wrap of the day's news and numbers around half past five in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.